presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Finance and Economics, April 1, 2000 America, New York, India grapples with the new realities of the global oil market. The question is how to pay for Russian oil.
Finance and Economics,
April 1, 2000 America, New York, can the Fed pull off an immaculate disinflation? Past experience suggests soft landings are hard to pull off.
Wall Street Journal Markets,
April 1, 11 o'clock America, New York, the Fed is on the march. Can your bond fund keep up? Bond investors have been pummeled this year as the central bank has tightened up. Here's how to think about your portfolio in a period of rising interest rates.
New York Times Business, April 1, 1054 America, New York, the Brooks Running CEO on beating cancer and leading with purpose. Jim Weber, the chief executive of Brooks Running, was a devoted distance runner. Then came cancer. Jim Weber.
Armstrong Economics,
April 1, 1030 America, New York, hope for humanity. Question. Is there any hope for the future? Between war, digital currency, authoritarianism, and financial collapse, it doesn't seem like there is much hope for our children.
Wall Street Journal Markets,
April 1, 1013 America, New York, Treasury yields resume climb to start quarter, helped by jobs data. Labor Department data showed that the economy added 431,000 jobs in March and that average hourly earnings increased 0.4% from the previous month.
Wall Street Journal Markets, April 1, 10 o'clock America, New York, how to tell if your financial advisor is overcharging you. The SEC says that investment advisors frequently miscalculate and overcharge fees to individual investors. Here's how to check.
New York Times Business,
April 1, 942 America, New York, rising wages are good news for workers but a worrying sign for inflation. Federal Reserve officials had already said that the pace of pay gains would not be consistent with stable inflation if sustained.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business,
April 1, 919 America, New York, March jobs report keeps Fed on track for larger rate rise in May. Friday's employment figures underscore the urgency Federal Reserve officials feel to quickly withdraw economic stimulus by raising interest rates in potentially larger intervals in the coming months. BBC News Business,
April 1, 9 o'clock America, New York, P&O Ferries faces criminal probe over sackings. The Insolvency Service launches criminal and civil investigations into the recent redundancies.
BBC News Business,
April 1, 9 o'clock America, New York, P&O Ferries faces criminal probe over sackings. The Insolvency Service launches criminal and civil investigations into the recent redundancies.
New York Times Business,
April 1, 9 o'clock America, New York, House Committee investigating Amazon labor practices. A tornado that hit a delivery station in Illinois last year will be a focus of the inquiry. Surveying the damage after a tornado struck an Amazon site in Edwardsville, Illinois, last December.
BBC News, Business,
April 1, 855 America, New York, Russia says it won't cut off gas supplies yet in ruble payment row. The Kremlin says it won't cut gas supplies to European customers until mid-April at the earliest.
BBC News Business,
April 1, 855 America, New York, Russia says it won't cut off gas supplies yet in ruble payment row. The Kremlin says it won't cut gas supplies to European customers until mid-April at the earliest. BBC News, Business,
April 1, 843 America, New York, U.S. job creation remains strong in March. U.S. employers added 431,000 jobs last month and the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%.
BBC News Business,
April 1, 843 America, New York, U.S. job creation remains strong in March. U.S. employers added 431,000 jobs last month and the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%.
Daily FX Market News,
April 1, 830 America, New York, NFP. Non-farm payrolls prints at plus 431K, USD in focus as Q2 begins. Non-farm payrolls for the month of March ushers in the Q2 open, with a heavy focus on employment data as the Federal Reserve further tightens policy.
Marginal Revolution, April 1, 728 America, New York, tax Russian oil. A tax on Russian oil would be paid mostly by Russia and would not greatly raise the price of oil. I often assign a question like this to my Econ 101 students. Ricardo Hausman runs through the argument.
Global economy.
April 1st, 7:09 America, New York, surging fuel and food prices send Eurozone inflation to new high of 7.5%. Record rate for block increases pressure on European Central Bank to raise interest rates.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 1st, 6:35 America, New York, Shanghai's workers sleep on floors to keep factories going amid COVID lockdown. As an outbreak hits China's manufacturing hub, nearly 5,000 workers at automaker SAIC's plant are living on campus in a closed-loop system.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 1, 6:03 America, New York, Eurozone inflation soars to 7.5%. The rise in inflation is increasing pressure on the European Central Bank to raise its key interest rate.
Daily FX Market News.
April 1, 6 o'clock America, New York, U.S. dollar, DXY, picking up a small bid ahead of the latest U.S. jobs report. Today's non-farm payroll will determine the U.S. dollar's short-term direction, but the longer-term outlook for the greenback remains positive.
Global economy.
April 1, 5 o'clock America, New York, U.S. jobs and wage gains forecast in historically tight labor market. Economy expected to have added 490,000 jobs in March, giving Fed room for more aggressive tightening.